Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Bob Casey Jr., the former senator from Pennsylvania. Bob Casey Jr.'s biography. Bob Casey Jr., born on April 13, 1960, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, is a prominent Democratic politician who served as the U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania from 2007 to 2025. Casey is the son of the late Governor Robert P. Casey, a well-respected political figure in Pennsylvania known for his support of working families and his commitment to social justice. Following in his father's footsteps, Bob Casey has built a career focused on healthcare, education, labor rights, and support for vulnerable populations. Known for his moderate and measured approach, Casey became a key Democratic voice in the Senate and was known for his efforts to find common ground on critical policy issues. Casey grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, a city with a strong working-class identity that shaped much of his political outlook. He attended the College of the Holy Cross for his undergraduate studies, and after completing his degree, he went on to pursue a law degree from the Catholic University of America Columbus School of Law. His interest in public service was influenced by both his father's example and his Catholic faith, which instilled in him a sense of duty to work on behalf of the underprivileged and to support the dignity of work. After completing his education, Casey began his career in law, practicing in Scranton and focusing on public interest work. In 1996, he entered politics by running for the position of Pennsylvania Auditor General, a role that would give him experience overseeing public spending and ensuring government accountability. He won that election and served two terms as Auditor General, gaining recognition for his commitment to transparency and ethical governance. Casey's time as Auditor General strengthened his reputation as a dedicated public servant with a focus on responsible government and taxpayer protection. In 2004, Casey ran for State Treasurer of Pennsylvania, a role in which he continued to emphasize financial responsibility and ethical standards in government. His work as Treasurer earned him broad support and laid the groundwork for his run for the U.S. Senate in 2006. In a closely watched race, Casey defeated incumbent Senator Rick Santorum, becoming the first Democrat to win a full term in the Senate from Pennsylvania in over 40 years. His victory was seen as part of a shift in Pennsylvania politics, as the state moved slightly toward Democratic candidates in the mid-2000s. Throughout his Senate career, Casey was known for his work on healthcare reform, support for public education, advocacy for veterans, and promotion of labor rights. He was a vocal supporter of the Affordable Care Act, seeing it as essential to expanding healthcare access and protections for Pennsylvanians with pre-existing conditions. Casey also supported Medicaid expansion, arguing that it was crucial for low-income families and rural communities. His healthcare advocacy became a central part of his legacy in the Senate, where he often highlighted the stories of Pennsylvanians who struggled to afford necessary care. In addition to healthcare, Casey has been a strong advocate for children's welfare and educational opportunity. He supported policies aimed at improving public education funding, reducing student debt, and expanding access to early childhood education. As a member of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, Casey championed bills that sought to improve funding for public schools and ensure that students, especially those in underserved communities, received equitable educational resources. His commitment to children's issues also included support for programs like the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, which provides health insurance to children in low-income families. Casey's dedication to labor rights and the dignity of work resonated with Pennsylvania's large labor base. As a senator, he was known for his support of labor unions, advocating for fair wages, safe working conditions, and collective bargaining rights. Casey opposed efforts to weaken worker protections and was a strong voice against right-to-work laws, which he argued would diminish the bargaining power of unions and harm workers' interests. His commitment to labor rights was widely appreciated by Pennsylvania's working-class communities, particularly in areas where manufacturing and mining were central to local economies. Casey also focused on environmental issues, particularly as they related to Pennsylvania's natural resources and the state's industrial past. While he was careful to balance environmental protection with economic growth, he supported initiatives to reduce pollution, protect clean water, and transition to renewable energy sources in a way that would support Pennsylvania's workforce. He often emphasized the importance of addressing climate change while also ensuring that workers in fossil fuel industries received support for retraining and job transition programs. Bob Casey lives in Scranton with his wife, Terese, and they have four daughters. Throughout his career, he has been known for his approachable, down-to-earth style and his commitment to being a public servant first. Casey has always placed a high value on maintaining close connections with his constituents, holding town halls and traveling frequently across Pennsylvania to listen to the concerns of the people he represented. Why people support Bob Casey Jr. Bob Casey Jr. has enjoyed broad support from Pennsylvanians for his dedication to issues that resonate with working families, his moderate and collaborative approach, and his deep commitment to healthcare and labor rights. One of the primary reasons people support Casey is his commitment to healthcare access. Casey's work to expand healthcare access and protect the Affordable Care Act has been central to his appeal, especially for constituents who struggled with medical costs and pre-existing conditions. By advocating for Medicaid expansion and mental health resources, Casey showed his commitment to helping Pennsylvanians access quality healthcare, a stance that has been particularly appreciated by low-income families and rural communities. Another key factor in Casey's popularity is his support for labor rights and the dignity of work. In a state with a rich history of coal mining, manufacturing, and union organizing, Casey's support for collective bargaining and fair labor practices resonates deeply with working-class Pennsylvanians. His advocacy for higher wages, safer workplaces, and retirement security reflects the values of Pennsylvania's strong labor base, earning him a loyal following among union members and their families. Casey's commitment to children's welfare and public education also draws significant support. Many Pennsylvanians appreciate his advocacy for early childhood education, public school funding, and child health care programs. Casey's support for CHIP and other initiatives aimed at helping children from disadvantaged backgrounds resonate with voters who prioritize educational equity and healthcare access for all children. His stance on these issues has helped him gain trust among parents and educators alike. Another reason for Casey's popularity is his moderate stance and willingness to collaborate. In a politically divided state, Casey's reputation as a centrist Democrat who is open to bipartisan solutions has made him appealing to independents and moderate Republicans. His approach is seen as a refreshing alternative to hyper-partisanship, especially among Pennsylvanians who prioritize practical solutions over party loyalty. This collaborative style has helped him retain support across the state's diverse political spectrum. Lastly, Casey's emphasis on government transparency and accountability appeals to Pennsylvanians who value ethical governance. During his time as Auditor General and Treasurer, he developed a reputation for ethical leadership, a quality he carried with him to the Senate. His focus on accountability and fiscal responsibility has resonated with voters who want to see integrity in Washington, D.C., and his straightforward, honest style has helped him maintain a trustworthy image among his constituents. Why people don't support Bob Casey Jr. Despite his popularity, Bob Casey Jr. has faced criticism from various groups and individuals, particularly those who disagree with his views on issues such as healthcare reform, environmental policy, and labor rights. One of the primary criticisms of Casey is his support for the Affordable Care Act. While many Pennsylvanians appreciate his commitment to healthcare access, others believe that the ACA's mandates have led to increased premiums and limited choices for some individuals and small businesses. Critics argue that Casey's focus on preserving the ACA does not fully address the complexities of the healthcare system, particularly the need for more cost-effective solutions for working families and small business owners. Casey's stance on labor rights has also drawn criticism, particularly from those who view his close alignment with labor unions as out of touch with today's economy. While his support for unions is appreciated by many, some constituents believe that his advocacy for collective bargaining has led to inflexible labor policies that do not benefit all workers equally. Critics argue that Casey's stance on labor issues does not adequately address the needs of independent contractors and other non-traditional workers in a rapidly changing job market. Another point of contention is Casey's stance on environmental policies, especially his support for regulations aimed at reducing fossil fuel dependence. In a state where coal and natural gas are major industries, Casey's support for renewable energy policies and regulations on carbon emissions has drawn criticism from those who worry about the economic impact on energy sector jobs. Critics argue that his approach to environmental policy risks undermining Pennsylvania's energy economy, especially in areas dependent on coal and natural gas production. Casey's position on gun control has also been a source of contention. Although Pennsylvania is a state with strong support for gun rights, Casey has supported measures for stricter background checks and other gun control reforms. This stance has alienated some voters who view these policies as government overreach and believe they infringe on Second Amendment rights. Critics argue that his position on gun control does not fully respect the rights of Pennsylvania's many responsible gun owners. Finally, Casey's 2024 Senate campaign faced significant challenges, ultimately resulting in a loss to Republican challenger David McCormick. McCormick's campaign capitalized on the shift toward more conservative policies in Pennsylvania, with a focus on economic issues, energy independence, and Second Amendment rights. In a highly competitive race, Casey's close association with the National Democratic Party and his moderate stance on several key issues were ultimately not enough to secure another term. His defeat marks a significant shift in Pennsylvania's representation in the Senate and reflects the state's evolving political landscape. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.